Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 289, excerpts from the book Essential by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back, or if you're new here, this is going to sound a little different because I'm under the weather and recording this just a couple hours before this episode goes live. Normally I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal development, but when I'm sick I like to use previously recorded material that I have from the Minimalist book Essential, so that's what I'll be playing for you today. And if you'd like to show some support for this podcast, just listen through to the end, please. But for now, let's hear some more of the book as we optimize your life.
You are not impressing me. Our please like me culture has transformed into something hideous. We've been enveloped by an epidemic of pointless, attention-grabbing solipsism. Look around. The world is attempting to impress you. We needn't impress anyone, and yet we all try. Relentlessly, we try, doing the strangest things to get the attention and, ultimately, the approval of others. Oh, you purchased a brand new Lexus? You're a published author? Your job title is X and you earn six figures? So what? Take it from two guys who had it all, who had to get everything we ever wanted to realize that everything we ever wanted wasn't what we wanted at all. It was empty, meaningless, depressing. Your material possessions, your social status, and even your so-called accomplishments don't impress anyone. They certainly don't impress us. You impress us, not the things around you. We are impressed by your commitment to change, by your ability to grow, by your desire to contribute beyond yourself. Everything else is just a social construct, devoid of meaning. There's nothing inherently wrong with owning possessions, accomplishing goals, or earning money. Just don't think those things impress anyone. They don't. At least not in a meaningful way. I counted all my stuff. The most unfortunate misconception we encounter about minimalism has to do with the act of counting your possessions. I could never be a minimalist because I don't want to live with less than 100 things. We hear that a lot. Even well-regarded internet stars inadvertently promulgate this misconception, saying odd things like, "I'm not a minimalist. I have no desire to move to a 300 square foot apartment and religiously track the number of socks I own." Yeah, neither do we. Seeing people propagate such misconceptions is unfortunate because it gives an important movement a black eye and scares people away from something greater. Often the people promoting such ideas do so without malice, but they do so because they are afraid of labels. But some labels are helpful. Minimalism has helped thousands of people discover meaning in their lives. It has never been about counting stuff. Even our friend Dave Bruno, the author of the 100 Thing Challenge, would be the first person to attest to this. Dave lived for a long time with only 100 things as a personal challenge, but the reason he did so was to prove our constant consumption is void of meaning, but the number of possessions is arbitrary. As a parodic take on why counting isn't necessary, Joshua counted his stuff last year. That essay, "Everything I Own, My 288 Things," theminimalist.com/288, is ironically one of the most popular essays on our site. The ostensible subject, counting your possessions, was not the true subject. It was not the point. The point was that taking a physical inventory of your life is eye-opening, and it helps you get rid of unnecessary items so you can appreciate what you have. You don't have to count your stuff, although you can if you want. Either way, minimalism can help you live more and need less, irrespective of how many pairs of socks you own. Start with the easy stuff. Baffled by life's excess, we often look around at our piles of miscellanea and throw our hands in the air. There's so much emotion, so many memories wrapped up in our possessions. Although, of course, the memories aren't in the possessions, they're inside us, and that's where they'll always be. But still, letting go is difficult. Difficult, but not impossible. Want to start simplifying? First, avoid sentimental items and difficult to part with objects. You'll never get started if you're faced with all that heavy lifting. And stay away from the most onerous rooms, basements, garages, and attic. They will only overwhelm you. Instead, start with the easy things. The superfluous clothes jammed in the closet, the junk drawers teeming with junk, the unused kitchenware taking up space just in case. If you begin with the things that are painless, then as inertia takes over, simplifying gets easier by the day. Moreover, the journey toward a simpler life is more enjoyable with an accountability partner. A new month is always peeking its head around the corner, which means it's the perfect time to play the 30-day minimalism game, theminimalist.com/game. So grab a friend, clear the clutter, and have some fun together. Photo Scanning Party by Joshua Fields Milburn. If you're going to ask for one physical gift this year for the holidays, consider a good photo scanner. If you're like me, then you've probably let the overstuffed boxes and photo albums go unchecked over the years, and now they're collecting dust in your basement or closet, unused, just sitting there waiting for one day to come. One day, two of the most dangerous words in the English language. I, too, held on to heaps of meaningful photos that added no value to my life because they were hidden away, and the prospect of dealing with them seemed daunting, overwhelming, not worth the hassle. So I let them sit in the attic, the cupboard, the garage. Then, inspired by Ryan's packing party, I decided to throw a photo scanning party. It turns out that if you put party at the end of anything, Ryan will show up. First, I found a high-quality scanner, theminimalist.com/scanning, that allows me to rapidly feed photos and immediately save them to a memory card, which I could then use in a couple high-res digital picture frames. What a novel idea, actually display my treasured photos. Plus, if anything were to happen to my home, flood, fire, or robbery, all my photos are backed up online. Thus, I'll never worry about losing those memories. Of course, the memories aren't in our material possessions, but I found that a well-curated photo collection can help trigger all the wonderful memories of yesteryear without all the physical baggage. Next, to make my party a little more fun and less lonely, I invited a few friends over, ordered food and drinks, and together we thumbed through the photographs of my childhood and all of its double-chinned grandeur, scanning my favorites to display. I have one remaining box of photos I'm going to scan this month. I think another scanning party is in order. Feel free to join me. Scan your own photos and share some of your favorites on Twitter or Instagram using our scanning party hashtag.
You just listened to an excerpt from the book Essential by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And if you want to help support the show, I'd greatly appreciate it. I put up a page at oldpodcast.com/support that lists a bunch of different ways you can help, both financially and not. And thank you for listening and sharing the podcast with others. That's how most people hear about it, so I really appreciate that too. And I'll leave it at that for today. Tomorrow might be more from this book, maybe not. We'll see how I'm feeling, but in either case, I will see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.